Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So, Tone, you're back, right? You're a Jets fan again?
Yeah, this was phenomenal. This is, they say Super Bowls aren't won in the spring, but I think in the case of a Jets fan, we can make an exception.
The off-season champs, like the 15th year in a row.
Yeah.
On fire.
Yeah. No, this is awesome. Definitely the best draft, probably. I mean, I hate to jump to conclusions, right? Like, we still have to see these players actually play, but just the way everything played out, the players they wanted, the positions of need, home run, grand salami.
That's why everyone makes fun of me, but the draft is great. I don't care who your team is or who you picked, right? You watch, and I know Adam can attest to this because we did this.
Oh, yeah.
We do this every year. You watch the YouTubes, you see the highlight videos, and you have hope, right? You think you have the best player ever, you know, at any round, doesn't matter.
Listen, I don't care if our guy Wandale, I don't care if he's 5'8", 170 pounds. I think he's gonna be a Hall of Fame wide receiver.
And that's what
I watched a 5-minute highlight tape.
That's what it is, right? And I remember when we drafted Daniel Jones, and I had that epic meltdown on Twitter, and I almost threw myself off the GW Bridge. Adam was like, you know, I don't know what the big deal is. He looks like Aaron Rodgers on YouTube, so.
Yeah, it's and you know, like we talked about last time, for a draft that, you know, there wasn't a lot of quarterbacks that went, especially in the first round, you know, like usual, a lot of no thrills. I think even the ratings were down. Last 5-6 years, it was like the lowest rating, even though it still had like 10 million viewers, which is insane. But for Jets and Giants fans, it was a great weekend. definitely, I think, a little more Jets than Giants. Juice, I know you were a little disappointed in day two.
No, you know what it is? Both of us, right? We had two picks in the top 10, each of us. And both picks look like they're amazing. I'll speak for the Giants. These are A-plus picks. These two players are going to be cornerstone pieces for our franchise. And it almost didn't, like, I had that feeling like it doesn't matter what else we do in the round, right? If those two players hit, doesn't matter who else you drafted. Like, really, this will always be considered a historic draft. I think it was the best first round that they've had since Eli Manning was drafted. They really hit.
Yeah, but when you think about, like, when the Giants were good and why they were good, and, like, going to get a guy like Thibodeau, who, you know, before the season was the consensus number one overall pick, you know, just a dominant edge rusher, and then get Neal, who looks like a lunar eclipse. He's just massive.
Neal.
And knowing what they needed, I mean, I think it's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
The thing about this, too, is, like, during the year, during the whole college football season, I know, Adam, you're a huge college football guy. Like, Every week, it was just like, who's going to get Thibodeau? Who's going to get – he's the consensus number one, right? And then football stops the first week of January. And then, you know, everyone's like, okay, Jacksonville has the first pick. What are they going to do? They got to protect Trevor Lawrence. So then now Neal's the first pick. And all of a sudden, like, there's no football games that are being played. There's nothing going on except for guys putting on T-shirts and running – in their, like, spandex underwear in the combine. Like, there's no football games being played, and all of a sudden, like, people are dropping. Like, I see, like, Neal getting projected to go, you know, down somewhere around 10 or something like that, because maybe there's a bogus medical thing out there. And Thibodeau, now he's no longer number one. He's, like, projected by Mel Kiper to go 12. It's like, what are we talking about here? These guys were the consensus number one picks.
Why did he drop so much?
Yeah.
Why did he drop so much, you think?
Neal?
No, Thibodeau.
Dibs.
Well, with Thibodeau, like, the thing with Thibodeau was the production, right? Like, he came out and they were like, I think everyone was kind of like, he's going to be a 15 sack guy, 16 sack guy in college. And he only got 7 sacks this year. So I think the production, but he did get a lot of pressure and stuff like that. And then there was questions about like attitude after that. Like, does he love football? It was like a lot of stuff that was a little like not football related, which I think is a stupid reason to move somebody down the board. Like, oh, is he into like NFTs or, you know, his broadcasting career and stuff like that. And I thought that was kind of stupid.
Yeah. Like, but Joe Shane, it was like an amazing, like when he was speaking, he's actually like, it's a breath of fresh air. He's so opposite of Gettleman, who's like a dinosaur and doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, but thinks he does. Joe Shane was saying like the college athlete now, we all have to evolve because these guys are getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars now in NILs, right? So when you are going to evaluate a player, you're not just evaluating the football aspect of it too. Like a lot of these guys, they have endorsements, they have business ventures that they want to pursue and that sort of thing. And I think people got this like made up thing that he wasn't into football because he's out there. His personality is a little bit like Richard Sherman, right? He's like very cocky, very intelligent, well-spoken. The guy like loves chess. He's just like out there. He's a big personality, and people kind of equate that to, well, he doesn't love football. He doesn't eat, sleep, and breathe football. But if you watch the tape, man, he like there's no lack of effort there. He, like, it's all out there. His motor is high.
Yeah.
So he was he your number one that was available on the Giants pick?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't think they were going to do it. Smokescreens were so good, man. They said that this guy had historically bad interviews. The Giants hated him. Nobody thought that he was going to the Giants. Or maybe that he would go at 7, but because they were forced to take him where they didn't really want him, which apparently wasn't the case, you know?
Yeah, McShay, right before the draft, said he heard that Thibodeau with the Giants had the worst interview that anyone's ever had in the history of the draft.
Like, what is that?
I was like, if that's not like a smoke signal.
Did they provide any context for that? Like, what were some of like the answers that he gave?
No, was it that the Brian Cox thing, maybe?
Oh, maybe.
It could be that, but I think they really wanted to find out what is all this bullshit that everybody's talking about, right? Like, why is he dropping? What's going on? So, like, listen, if he had historically bad interviews, they went to his pro day, right? They scouted him at the combine. They went to, they took him out to dinner several times. They were FaceTiming him. Like, they did the homework. He came in for their 30 visit. So, I mean, the interest was there. I just think they had to do a little bit of, like, strategizing on how they wanted to maneuver the board. Because I'm going to be honest, if, say, the Jets take a lineman, I don't know if they take Thibodeau or Sauce. Because I know that they love Sauce, too.
Which is another thing. Yeah. What? How did Stingley just jump up so much? When?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Like Gardner, just on the field, he was. It's not even close. He didn't give up a touchdown his whole career. Obviously, he wasn't playing the level that Stingley was. But from everything that I've heard and seen, Stingley hasn't been anything for the past like 2 years. You know, they're pretty much going off potential and kind of like what he was at one point, like as a prospect, not what he is currently.
And the conference. Yeah,
I don't know what the Texans were doing there. Like, wouldn't you take the surefire guy who's like actually been, you know, showing productivity in Gardner? I didn't get that whole Stingley thing. I would just out of nowhere, you know, number 3 pick. It was really weird.
Yeah, and so then on top of all that, like the measurables with Gardner too. Like he's just such a big corner. You know, big, fast, long. Like, he's got everything you really want in the corner.
Yep.
Yeah, Stingley, they're going off of the 2019 season. And 20, there wasn't a season. But then that 19 season, he was guarding, like, Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
And who's the wide receiver on the Vikings? I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Jefferson. Yeah.
Yeah, like, he was going at those guys. And, like, do more than holding his own. He was doing great. And then I think he got hurt. COVID hit, the production wasn't there, but I think he probably showed everyone that he's healthy and ready to go. And I didn't hate the pick. I think Stingley's going to be really good. I think both of them, they're going to be really good players.
I think it was two things. I think the geography aspect, Houston's pretty close to Baton Rouge. maybe the scouts were able to travel there easier than up to Cincy. And and the conference, maybe. You know, LSU is definitely, you know, the SEC is bigger than, what is Cincy even playing? I don't even
I think they're in the American.
Yeah. I mean, they're good, obviously. You know, they're a good team, but, you know, they're not playing the same competition. So I think it could be those factors. Maybe they heard that Sauce wanted the, you know, the bigger market. I mean, Houston's a big market, but, you know, maybe a bigger team, so to speak, like bigger fan base. I don't know.
They play a different style, too. So it's probably maybe what Lovie Smith is going for.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. But I didn't think they were I didn't think they were wrong in that pick, though. There are other picks in the draft that I was like, oh, that's weird. But
it's interesting because if the Texans took Gardner, who do the Jets take? Because they're not taking Stingley. Do they go with Icky?
I think maybe they go Thibodeau.
Or Thibodeau, right?
Yeah, I think they go Thibs. Maybe. Yeah. That'd been interesting.
It's interesting. All the Jets fans, when I asked everybody, even my brother, who I think is the biggest Jets fan, you guys, like I was like, who do you want it for? And they were like, everybody. They want KT. They want Thibodeau. And then all the Giants fans, they were like, well, he's probably not going to be there, so we want Sauce. We'll take Sauce. And then it just like flipped.
Well, yeah. Well, actually, yeah. No. Right before the pick, I said, give me Sauce. And then Paul said same. So we kind of, at the last second there, I definitely agree. I think at first I wanted Thibodeau, but I don't know. As it got closer, I don't know what it was. There was just something about Sauce. Maybe because we had Revis and I don't know. It just yeah.
Rich Eisen, who's like long suffering diehard
that
Jets
too
fan,
yeah that interview.
He had Sauce on and yep. He was just like begging for him to be a Jet because he's like you got to guard Tyreek Hill. You got to guard Diggs. You know, the Patriots are always in it. He's like, let's just get this guy and call it a night. But, yeah. So he got his wish.
Yeah. No, definitely that interview kind of swayed me too. And obviously I love Sauce, right? And he's got the chain with the bottle that he puts a different sauce in every. I mean, it's like my favorite player of all time. Like he hasn't even played a second of NFL football and I already love him. So, and, you know, he's a Detroit kid. Salah's from Detroit. They probably got along in that sense. So I think the Jets and Giants got the two most charismatic players in the draft. Is there any debate, like, with Thibodeau and Sauce?
Definitely up there.
Yeah.
Definitely up there.
I mean, those two, my God, they're going to run the swamp. So that should be a lot of fun.
I like the Jets at 10 getting Garrett Wilson and not trading for the Debos or the
I agree.
I think it was a good move. I don't think they're ready to pay a receiver $100 million yet. I think they have a good young core there, and I think Garrett Wilson, the way the league is going, he's got a lot of speed. I think he was one of the fastest players in the whole draft. I think it's going to be a good fit there.
Yeah, draft your own Debo, save the money, and develop your own guys.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
See, I have a hot take, too. Like, he's out there saying he doesn't want to play running back. I think that's what makes him that $100 million player. So if you don't want to play running back, because I don't think he's an elite receiver.
He's not elite, like, downfield. He's, like, a very big screen game, intermediate passing game. And like you said, like, the reverses, the jet sweeps, running back. Like, he's not – you're not putting him one-on-one. He's not beating someone 50 yards down the field with a jump ball. He's not that type of guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And now all the rumors are he's going to be a Pat. What was that about with the Odell tweet? I don't get it.
I think he was just trolling.
I think Odell just likes to, you know, be talked about.
he's bored. He's injured at home.
To say the least. He was in bed tweeting. I like the Wilson move. I watched him a couple times. I don't watch too much college football, but I saw him a couple times this season. He's a stud. I mean, most people said best receiver in the draft. Giants probably got the best tackle in the draft. Jets best corner, Giants best edge. I mean, that's debatable. The first two picks were edges, but what was?
So can we talk about that? Like,
yeah.
What is Jacksonville doing? Like, I feel like this is. Bill Simmons said this feels like the Anthony Bennett draft,
yeah.
Like the year that Cleveland took him.
Exactly.
Because like they drafted him, and then I never saw him or never heard of his name all weekend. It's just like he was a forgotten guy. But it's like, yo, you hit the lotto, you hit the first pick in the year that everybody wants to hit it, right? Trevor Lawrence is coming out. You get him, and then why are you going defense first two picks in the first round this year? Like, I would just give that kid as many weapons as possible, right? Protect him, keep him upright, and then the defense, you figure it out, like, afterward.
Yeah, and if you're Jacksonville, right? Like, Detroit is sitting there, and they're running to the podium to take Hutchinson because he's from Michigan. Like, you could trade down one pick and probably pick up a couple of picks from Detroit. Still get the guy that you wanted. So, I don't know. It just didn't make sense. Like, from a value standpoint, that pick made no sense to me.
I don't think Trayvon Walker was even in the Giants, like, top seven picks. Like, or six picks. Because they apparently had six guys, and then they were picking at seven, right? Five and seven. So they were going to get one of the six, and then I heard if the other guy, if nobody else was left, they had three trades to discuss.
Oh, wow.
Done deal that they were going to get out. So I don't think – I think Sauce was on the list. I think Kayvon and obviously Neil. I don't know who the other three are, but I don't think Trayvon Walker was there.
This has got to be – he's got to be the least hyped, talked about number one pick of all time.
Ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, easily. Easily. And it happened, didn't it? He kind of emerged the last couple of weeks, right? Because for months it was Hutchinson or Thibs or, yeah, so that was kind of bizarre. Maybe it was just scheme fit or who the fuck knows? Weird.
I like Hutchinson going to Detroit just because he's from Michigan and it sounds like, you know, his floor is really high. Like, he's going to be productive.
But yeah, I love Hutchinson. I think he's going to be awesome.
Yeah, you like him? I think he's kind of small, and I think he's going to get hurt at this next level.
He's got he's just like one of those – he's like motor. It's just like – it's like every play, he's just going 100 miles an hour, which I like.
Yeah.
What's small? Isn't he like 6'6"?
I don't know how tall he is, but I don't know. He looks small to me.
He looks a little leaner, for sure.
His like frame.
Oh, and the way he plays,
like, it's absolutely right. Like, he goes 110 miles an hour, but I think he torpedoes his body at the quarterback or at the running back to stop the play. I just think he's going to get hurt, like, the way he plays.
He definitely doesn't have the athleticism that a Thibodeau has.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, he's like not jumping off the page with that. He's all just like, but I mean, his numbers were insane. Like, he had like 16 sacks last year.
Yeah,
crazy. Yeah, so definitely this was definitely the draft of like edge. Edge rushers, right? Pass rushers.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
The top five picks are all defense. Like, defense is back, right?
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of edges, you know, Jets got their edge, Jermaine Johnson.
Yeah.
Which they traded up to 26 for him. What's that?
Why did he drop?
Yeah, that's
why did he drop? He turned off a lot of people in the interview process. I don't know why, but
he seems like a normal dude. I don't know. Yeah. I thought he was pretty polished and articulate, and I'm like trying to figure out what this guy could have said or done. But
I was looking at scenarios. I think there's definitely a scenario where he goes to the Giants at seven. Like, I don't know how he dropped so
people
far.
Were thinking about the Jets were talking about getting him at four.
Yeah,
crazy. Saw that. I remember that. Remember, yeah, we saw that like a week prior. Nuts.
Yeah,
we got him at 26. So, like, oh my god, I mean, just unbelievable.
Props to Joe Douglas, man. Like, I heard
the mountain.
Once he didn't go to 15, he called every pick after 15 to strike a deal until
he got the deal.
Yeah, he was working the phones. He really wanted this guy.
Yep.
How about the running back?
That's probably my favorite pick.
Yeah, he's a stud.
Out of all of them. Yep. I wanted him since day one. I was shocked he lasted that long. And I think the Giants did the Jets a big solid by trading with them. The Texans were going to take them.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I don't understand why. I don't get why there's no Kenneth Walker love. I thought Kenneth Walker from Michigan State. I don't know. I thought he was as good as anybody. I was surprised that surprised at no running back went in the first round, but I was surprised he wasn't the top
Seattle
back.
Got him?
Yeah, Seattle is getting him. I think he's going to be really good for Seattle.
People are just scared of running backs, I feel like, at this point. I feel like they're just, you know, they could just get them, you know, however, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many of them. You can kind of, it's like your preference. You can kind of pick whoever.
Right, Right.
Yeah, I mean, somebody had the Jets running back Hall ranked 18th in the whole draft.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 18th best player, but because of the positional value, I guess he dropped all the way to the second round.
Yeah, they got.
Yeah, he's going to be the day one starter. Him and Carter will be a really good 1-2 punch.
Thunder and lightning.
Great pass catcher too. He's big. He's going to be a huge. He's going to be a huge help.
I thought he was going to go first round to Buffalo, but you know, he ends up with the Jets. But the Buffalo Bills took James Cook, who was a running back for Georgia. That's who I wanted, but not in the second round. I think that was pretty rich for me.
A little bit of a reach. Yeah, definitely a little bit of a reach.
But the Giants, like, I thought they could have taken Breece Hall and said, okay, now we're going to have this two-back system with Saquon and Breece Hall. But I think the Giants had a plan. They wanted to get as many swings at this as possible. They had guys that they fit what they want to do with Dable, and now we have Kafka, who is Patrick Mahomes' like quarterback coach, but also very close friend, and they want to run some. They have certain guys that they want to run plays with, like certain schemes.
And I love how the Giants traded back. What, they traded back two times?
Yeah,
twice. I love doing that in the middle rounds. I was hoping the Jets.
Yeah, you were begging the mountain to do that.
Yeah.
But again, I mean the picks kept coming. So they after Breece Hall, they get. Was it Ruckert? Jeremy Ruckert?
Long Island.
The god from Long Island. He's think Massapequa. Him and his pops going crazy, and all his friends. They're all diehard Jeff fans. I mean, what a fucking what a dream, right? That's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. And he's a stud, Ohio State. You know, so now Jets have like three good tight ends. They didn't have any, you know, last season. So that's awesome. And then they get a offensive tackle. Max Mitchell, who's really good, and then they got that D end Clemens, who, God, he was up there with some of the best edges in the draft.
Yeah, he was up there for a while too.
Yeah,
just so, trying to stay out of trouble. That's it.
Yeah, I guess it's just a personality thing. And then I forget who else they got, but all good things from the JETS. And then the G men, I guess Juice. I know you weren't happy with some of the picks.
Well, it's not even happy. I'm like a battered wife. Like, I'm just used to not trusting any of the picks. Like, I'm going based off of, like, all these analysts, their big boards, and what they're saying about things. But I often forget, like, we have a new coach. We have a new GM. Like, you got to trust, you know, what they're trying to do. I also think because Shane came, when did we hire him? End of January, early February, whatever it was. Like, he doesn't have his own scouts. Like, these are all the Giants' former scouts in the teams, right? So he's just trusting the new coaches that he hired, which is like Dable, Wink Martindale, you got Kafka. And he's just going off of his notes that he had when he was at Buffalo. So they're taking players that, like, our scouts probably didn't have much to do with.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about the bust rate of the NFL draft being about 50%, which is what they usually say, if the Giants and Jets both landed two starters or three starters in the first two rounds, that's a huge win.
Yep.
So we'll see how it plays out. But I mean, right now, I think it looks pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, Jets, at least four of those guys are going to be day one starters that they got. Giants, maybe two or three. I don't know, but Jets definitely.
Probably three.
Yeah, Jets 100% four of those guys are starting day one. So,
yep.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Amazing. Biggest surprises. Go ahead.
You're kind of going into it now. You said biggest surprises. I'm not going to say surprise. I actually predicted this, but I was really happy to see Kenny Pickett go to the Steelers.
A perfect fit, right? I mean,
I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
I had a feeling. You know?
I like him. I think he's good. I'm higher on him than, like, a lot of people are. I think he's going to be good.
Now, if Pittsburgh doesn't take Pickett there, what? I mean, when does the quarterback get taken?
Right.
Right? Because there wasn't another quarterback for, another two rounds, right?
Yeah, the next quarterback wasn't even Malik Willis.
Oh, it was Desmond Ridder, right?
Ridder
going to the Falcons, and that was round three. And then still, Malik waited a little bit. Like, he wasn't he went, I want to say, it was at the beginning of the fourth round? Yeah, it was like a long way. No, he was third round, end of the third round. But listen, like we talked about this, right? Like everybody has their quarterback. No one really needed one. You look at Baker Mayfield. He's a first overall pick in an entire draft. He can't get a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Nobody really needed quarterbacks. I don't even know if these quarterbacks are overvalued and they actually stink, or they're undervalued and people just are like, ah, we don't need a quarterback. We'll use it elsewhere. We'll use the pick elsewhere. So,
yes. Yeah,
so. You know, I liked Pickett too, right? I thought he was good. I didn't like that some of the comparisons coming out. Like, people are like, oh, man, if everything breaks right, he could be like an Andy Dalton. I'm like, is that who you want to take in the first round, Andy Dalton?
Yeah. Exactly. I think that's why these guys drop too. It's like not fair. I don't think he's like Andy Dalton.
He was really good last year.
Was Andy Dalton?
Sometimes I get like when it's like a quarterback like that, and then like nobody wanted a quarterback, and then there was no quarterback that went like for another 50, 30 picks. I'm like, I get like some Christian Ponder vibes with this pick.
Yeah. Could be.
But Pittsburgh never gets it wrong. So
no, that's what I'm saying. And he's a hometown boy. So
what are the Pats doing?
Great question. They had some draft.
That guy was like a fourth round rated guy, guard. First
it's weird.
Round they took him.
It's weird.
That guy's like 37 years old. Also,
nobody questions Belichick because Belichick has got the rings, but. Last couple of drafts, man, they look like they're strange picks, and I don't think they're good picks either.
For a while, the drafts have been shit.
Yeah.
You can't get a wide receiver.
Like, where the hell is N'Keal Harry? Is N'Keal Harry still in the league?
Bust.
It's, bust. Yeah.
It's bizarre the way they draft. I don't know. Belichick.
Brady covered up. Yeah, Brady and the coaching covers up so much, but.
Yeah.
Now the coach is gone, right? Like Josh McDaniels is gone. And
yeah,
that's right.
I don't know. Very strange.
That's right. It's going to be an interesting season.
Their GM.
Wasn't that the kid's name who they drafted too? It was strange.
Yeah, it was strange. Yep.
Word. Yeah.
And what's his name? Sean McVay took a shot at them. He's like, oh, we wasted our time looking at him for our pick at 101 or something like that. Yeah.
Didn't they have the worst rated draft, the Rams and the Pats? Those two? Like grade wise?
Well, the Rams have a system where they trade all the picks.
Yeah.
They don't want the picks.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Mott.
You know who I thought had a great draft was Baltimore.
Always.
Oh.
Always.
Like, everyone they got, like, they get that center from Iowa who's, like, you know, a lot of people had him. I would have loved for the Giants to somehow get him.
Yeah, I wanted the Jets for him, too.
Yeah, then they get Kyle Hamilton from Notre Dame, who was the top-rated safety, and they got Ajabo, who was supposed to go top 10 before the Achilles. So
yeah,
I think
that's
those
huge.
Two picks right there. A lot of potential.
You know that center is going to be like 10 years All-Pro.
Oh, yeah.
And they got Kyle Hamilton in safety. I know, Paul, you're not really high on him, but like he's projected
to get him
player. Get
him at, what, 14? That's a steal. But I just I never saw him as like a top 3-5 pick of what they were having him at, but at 14, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, safety shouldn't go top 10 at this point, I feel like.
Yeah.
There's not many Ronnie Lott's out there. I don't know. Would Ronnie Lott even go top 10 today? Like, I don't know.
No.
Who's their number one receiver, though? Like, after they traded Hollywood Brown, like, do they have a receiver?
Is it, like, Bateman, I think?
Yeah, I don't even know. I think at the tight end Andrews.
I can't name one. Yeah, I can't name one.
they got a fourth rounder. They drafted this tackle, 6'8", 384 pounds. Someone was like,
"Oh my gosh!
Oh my Jesus. God! They drafted Godzilla, 384 pounds."
Yeah, oh my god!
Rashad Bateman and Devin Duvernay. I have no idea really anything about these guys.
Crazy. Crazy.
I guess they don't throw that often, so.
No, they'll be fine. Yeah, they'll be good.
Yeah. Eagles trade for AJ Brown. That was definitely a splash there. Knew he was gonna go somewhere.
They're in a good position. They had, by the way, they drafted this player that I love, Jordan Davis, on the D tackle. He's a mountain of a man. He's like Thanos out there.
Yeah, that guy's huge.
man, he's a beast, and he'll be right next to Fletcher Cox and learning from that guy. So that'll be scary for the NFC East. But I think they're in a good spot because they have two first rounders next year. So if Jalen Hurts doesn't really perform that well with these two stud receivers that they got, they can trade up and get a quarterback.
Yep, absolutely. Because
their offense is loaded. You got
their skill position players are unbelievable.
Brown, Smith, Goddard, whatever. Yeah,
Miles Sanders.
Damn. Yeah. Yeah, they are loaded. Shit.
Still going to put $1,000. Honestly, the quarterback is the only question mark.
Yeah, I'm not sold on Jalen.
Yeah, no.
At all.
I'm still going to put $1,000 on the Giants to win the division.
I'm with you.
we're gonna be spoiled, though, for next year. I mean, hopefully they're not drafting in the top 10, but even if they are, I mean, two top 10 picks for both teams. That's never ever going to happen.
I know. That will
hopefully.
Hopefully, right. But yeah, we may never see. Yeah, that was historical.
For the Giants, it might go the other way. We might have to trade all our picks, future picks, to get a quarterback.
I could see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, hopefully the next draft is loaded with QBs. I think it is.
It is, yeah. I think there's like projected four quarterbacks to go in the first round.
Yeah, that was rare this year. You know, just to have like barely any quarterbacks, I feel like.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. Anything else from the draft? I mean, it kind of was weird. Mel Kiper, you know, not being there, but, yeah, it was kind of odd. Him not being there.
I got chills. I was so amped up. I got like chills when they had, the Giants had this, kid who had a heart transplant go on the stage and he was so amped up.
Oh, yeah.
He was going crazy. I was like, calm down. You had a heart transplant.
Oh, and man.
They draft Kayvon Thibodeau, and Thibodeau comes out. He does his, like, handshake, which Roger Goodell looks so goofy doing any kind of handshake.
Yeah,
whatever he's trying to do. And then the kid and Kayvon embrace, but both of them just, like, go apeshit. It was awesome. I love it.
Yeah, they gotta build that kid a statue outside of the Meadowlands.
That kid better be leading him out of the tunnel.
Yeah, that was a cool moment, for sure.
Also,
yeah.
Why the heck is Roger Goodell calling him the Make-A-Wish kid?
I know.
Yeah, well,
that was a little brutal. But that's Goodell. Yeah. That's the guy.
Like, yeah, he's Make-A-Wish kid over here. I'm like, what the hell?
Marcus Mariota. Never forget.
Oh, man.
Great was that venue, though.
Oh,
yeah,
awesome.
Vegas is cool.
Yeah. But it should really be there every year, honestly.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
It was so weird, and like, I'm a psycho. I watch like every second of it. But they had the Blue Man Group. They had Chris Angel upside down, like breaking out of straitjacket.
That's right.
They had a couple.
Was Paulie D there?
No, he wasn't there.
There was a lot of celebrities, though.
A lot of WWE people. A lot of like just crazy, like speeches and like before the picks and celebrity. Calling the picks. It was fun.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be a lot more of that. Sebastian Maniscalco came out for one of the Bears picks, but he didn't say a word. Matt Forte came out with him.
I thought that was weird.
That was so weird. Matt Forte.
I was like, what's going on here?
He didn't say anything. I bet he was supposed to say something, and Forte like fucked it up, and it was just like, oh, too late. Whatever.
That's how it should be, the draft, though. You know, it's fun. It's wacky. You know, everyone that's into it is like kind of a dork. So, yeah. You know, it's a dorky thing to be into. So you might as well just embrace it and treat it like it's almost like a Comic-Con.
100%. Yeah. 100%. I say make it even, you know, wackier. You want people to be watching, you know, into the third day, right? So, yeah, just make it interactive.
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Good shit. Anything else on the draft? What did we miss? I think we got everyone, right?
Malik Willis?
Oh, Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah, does he compete with Tannehill or nah?
I thought Tannehill looked really bad at certain spots last year, but I think they're going to let this kid sit for a while. It's pretty raw.
Yeah, I'd say so.
It's a good spot for him, though. He doesn't have to get thrown into the fire right away.
Right.
Well, okay. I thought it was funny. I think I was talking about this with Josh. So Tennessee has A.J. Brown, and they trade him for a draft pick, and they use the pick on a receiver whose NFL comparison is A.J. Brown.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So maybe in 3 years you have another AJ Brown. I didn't really understand that totally, but yeah, I mean, I guess like, the money thing. But
yeah, you don't want to pay
the money.
You want to pay him $20 million a year or whatever he makes, $25 million
right.
a year.
But right.
It's yeah. The Vrabel looked like he wanted to commit suicide at the podium. He tried. He's like, we tried everything to keep this guy, but I guess they didn't want to pay him. They just a lot of these receivers want a lot of money. I don't know. That bubble's gonna burst.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
Yeah,
big time.
100%. It's out of control. I think with all sports, to be honest with you, but gonna burst some.
It also
some point.
Take is like look how much Las Vegas gave up for Devontae, and then they had to pay him and all this stuff. You watch, like, there's a big drop-off from going from Aaron Rodgers to Derek Carr. If he stinks and he's not worth it, they're going to cut him. And these receivers aren't worth all that money.
Right.
I'm with you. Yeah. Right.
They're not. You know? And so the next two, Debo
Christian Kirk.
Yeah, Christian Kirk, exactly.
Ruined it all.
And then, Debo and Metcalf, those are the next two to go. We'll see where they end up. Not with the Jets at this point, but that's fine.
I don't know. Is Metcalf going to get 1,000 yards with those quarterbacks?
I know.
It's going to be really hard.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So he's definitely going to want out at this point. Yeah, who's the quarterback right now in Seattle?
I guess it's like a Drew Lock, Geno Smith competition.
Oof. Yikes. Geno! That'd be hilarious if Geno gets a shot.
Where's Baker going to end up?
I thought Seattle, but
I think Carolina maybe.
Oh yeah,
it seems like no one likes him.
Yeah, I think he's go ahead.
He's
sorry.
Almost under. No, I was gonna say he's almost underrated now.
I know.
Yeah,
nobody wants.
I was gonna say Seattle and Carolina are the only real teams left that you can think of.
Right. The fact that it's taking them this long is kind of concerning for Baker, right? Like. Shit, is he going to be like a backup somewhere next year? That, I mean, god damn. This guy was the first pick.
He wouldn't show up to camp, right? For Cleveland?
Great question.
Or would he like purposely make it awkward?
Well, is there a chance that Sean Watson gets suspended?
Gotta be.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if he gets suspended and Baker has a couple good games there, maybe that'll kind of pique some interest.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting situation with Deshaun.
Yeah. Yeah. Should be interesting. But all right, let's transition here. Adam, Nets. What else?
We're doing this?
What else?
That's all right. I put away my broom. I had fun with it for a week, but I'm
yeah,
done.
Yeah, yeah. I got sick of carrying it around everywhere. but listen, last time we did the pod, it was kind of we just watched game two, and it was kind of inevitable. I don't know. The writing seemed on the wall even at that point, and yeah, we never see Ben Simmons. A lot of question marks. So,
well, you know, I was still after we did that pod last week or 2 weeks ago. I was still feeling like, you know, I feel like the Nets lost. They let two games get away in Boston. They had the lead in crunch time in game two, and in game one, you know, they lose the buzzer. I'm feeling great, and I think I mentioned that on the podcast. And then after the podcast, I read all the quotes from the press conference, and I'm like, holy shit, the series is over. Like it was unbelievable. Like they had conceded. So in his press conference, he's basically, you know, talking about how the Celtics have been together for a while and this is their time. What is it? This is their time. You know, you're basically admitting defeat. And then even Nash after the game was like, well, we're still trying to figure out how to play together. I'm like, yeah, all that might be true. But, you know, just to concede it in the press conference just felt like it was over. And they came out flat in game three. And that was the end of that. The Ben Simmons piece of this was incredible. It was the storyline throughout the year. You couldn't even make it up. And I think that a lot of it is clutch sports related because you still got this stuff going on with the Sixers. You're still trying to get that money back. They couldn't settle. So I don't really believe that there's mental health there. I think he faked it, which is I think is worse. I'd almost rather him have a mental health thing rather than just being like, I'm okay with punting this entire season because I don't care enough to come back. Which to me is like way worse than, hey, I got a little mental block here. You know, maybe you guys can help me out. Because, you know, if a guy's got big time mental health stuff going on, is he really going to show up in $20,000 worth of designer clothes?
Exactly.
And sit on the sideline? Or is he going to wear like warm ups? You know what I mean? Like he just made himself extremely visible for a guy that seemed that claimed he was going through some stuff. I think he wants to get his $20 million back from Philly. And, you know, at the end of the day, the Nets are just too small. They're on the perimeter. They're matching up Curry and Patty Mills and Goran Dragic against, you know, Tatum and Brown, and it's just they couldn't rebound and hats off to the Celtics playing some good defense, but you know, it was never meant to be for the Nets this year.
Yeah,
no. I mean, what were the odds? You told me they would not win a playoff game before the year.
Yeah, that
was a shocker. That was definitely a shock.
But yeah, you said it. Like, if this guy really had a mental health issue going on, why would you sit on the sideline in this flashy outfit with sunglasses on? Like, yeah, you would hide in the locker room, right? You wouldn't even show up if you really like had this anxiety, mental health thing going on. Or yeah, you would wear like warm-ups or whatever. Like, it was just bizarre that he was like making, you know, exposing himself that much.
Yeah, and then the team says he looks great in practice. Nick Claxton was like, he looks really good. He looks like one of the best players on the floor. And then, you know, game three they lose, and then now Clutch Sports is meeting with Sean Marks, and all of a sudden it's, you know, we're going to wait for next year. I really think that his agent told him, listen, the Nets are not going to win the series. You coming back is not going to make that big of a difference. If you come back and play well, maybe that's a case against us when we're trying to win this claim against Philadelphia. So you know what? Let's just wait for next year. That's what I kind of think went down. And everything that I read after the facts, it said that, you know, a lot of players on the team were kind of disappointed in him, and I don't blame them. You know what I mean? He never bought in. And I think when they made that trade, I don't know if they would have made the trade knowing that Simmons wouldn't have come back. Maybe they would have just been like, okay, Harden, you're on play here. You're going to have to tough it out this year.
Yeah.
Right.
If they had known Simmons was not coming back. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. What do you think the Durant-Simmons relationship is like? Do you think Durant's kind of like, this fucking guy?
I don't think Durant's like one of their guys. You know what I mean? Like Durant has like his people. I don't think Simmons is like one of Durant's guys.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think that after this year and the taste that some of these guys are going to have in their mouth, they're just getting completely embarrassed. I think, and the fact that like, what are you going to trade Simmons for? You know what I mean? Like right now, like I think that's a hard sell for any team. So I think they're going to have to make it work. They have no choice.
Yeah.
And if you like, obviously you watch way more Net games than me, but Durant, he'll get in anyone's face during a game and really, really get into him. I wonder how Simmons would take that like next year. Like really, he seems like he would cower from that and kind of just go in his shell.
That's a good
point.
Yeah,
you might be right. He just seems like he's above it all.
Yeah.
Like he's just too cool for school. Like he's like, okay, I'm over this. I'm not going to play anymore. And then he gets there and he's like, this game doesn't mean enough. I'm not going to play. I don't know.
It's going to be interesting what they're going to do in the offseason. I mean,
yeah,
they're still going to get a lot
There's much to be made.
They're going to want to come there for cheaper, for sure. Get a couple wing defenders. They'll be back for sure. Everything went wrong, literally. Like, everything went wrong for them.
Yep. There's some deals to be made with... You know, they still have Claxton out there. They still have their first rounder. They can kind of get – they have some flexibility to make a deal.
But what do you do with Kyrie?
Listen, Claxton played pretty good. I mean, aside from going like 4 for 100 from the line, I thought he
could have held his own. That really killed him.
He's brutal.
But the thing is with Claxton, you there's no way you can play him and Simmons together.
No.
So I think they're gonna look for. I think Miles Turner is probably a name you're gonna hear for them. Plus they're gonna have Joe Harris coming back also. I think you're gonna hear Jeremy Grant's name a little bit. So we'll see what they do.
What about Kyrie? Do you feel comfortable with them paying him 5 years, $250 million or whatever the number is for a guy who, you know, can barely play 60 games a season?
I don't. I don't think they have a choice, but I think it might be a situation where they'll try to get him for like a 3-year max under the guise of, well, if you play well, if you perform for those 3 years, you'll probably get another 5-year max.
Jesus.
I think they'll try for that, but I think it's going to be up to, you know, Kyrie if he's willing to do that. He's going to get the 5-year max if he wants it. So,
right.
The only thing is, you know, he's obviously a great player. Simmons is great. You have him under contract for 4 years, and KD signed for 4 years. So you have a little window here with these three guys if they could figure out the rest of the roster.
Yeah. What's with the headline that the Nets lost like 50 to 100 million this season? Did you see that?
Yeah, I mean they were listen, they paid more luxury tax, I think, than any team besides the KD Warriors. So like that was almost inevitable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with like their business model or you know, attendance. It was basically they shelled out a shit ton of money for their payroll.
Yeah.
Yeah, their attendance actually this year was probably up compared to the last couple of years just because of all the hype going into it. But any team's going to lose money spending that much money. The question is, how long is Joe Tsai going to foot the bill? Because usually these guys get sick of doing that if they're not winning championships.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what they said. I think he fired one of the main guys that was ahead of like the investment strategy, whatever. So pretty much, yeah, like you said, he's not going to be doing this year after year without results to show for it.
Yeah, and I think another alarming thing, like why would you leak that unless you're planning on scaling back a little bit? Like, there would be no reason to put that into the news unless you're preemptively kind of massaging a situation where you're going to cut into that tax and maybe not pay some guys.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It's good. Oh, man. I thought the Knicks had a tough offseason. I mean, Nets, they take the cake there. You know, there's a lot.
Yeah, this is probably the biggest offseason in the franchise history.
Oh, easy.
That's pretty much it.
Easy. Yeah, because you got to think these guys just keep getting. You know, Durant keeps getting older. The Simmons thing is definitely the biggest. Like, who knows which direction that's going to go? I think they will pay Kyrie. You know, Kyrie. I mean, he came out and said he pretty much, you know, is the team manager, right? When he say something, I manage the team.
I mean, and it's true. It's true. And it's so funny because I was kind of, you know, there were times when I was saying it too, but everyone, all Nets fans are like, we got to fire Steve Nash. And I'm just like, why? there was just, you know, at first, you know, there's some stuff there that you're like, oh man, this is kind of not great. But they don't let him coach. You know, he's not really, like, he's just a figurehead. They don't want a coach there. Who are they going to hire? There's no one. You know, so you might as well write it out.
Right. Yep. So that brings me to my next question. Yeah, where are they going coach-wise? Is Nash gone?
I think Nash stays.
I think so, too. Stays. He would have been gone by now. I think he would have been gone the next day if they really wanted him fired. So,
I mean, the first thing that KD said at his presser was, you can't blame Nash. I mean, look what happened. I missed 50 games. Hard got traded. Kyrie missed 50 games. Yeah. He's not wrong.
It was a disaster. Yeah, on just so many levels. Hate to see it. But speaking of Harden, the Harden Sixers, man, I tell you what, I mean, I don't feel bad for the Sixers, obviously, but like, I kind of like Embiid. That sucks. They're gonna get swept probably, or maybe they'll win like one game. Like, that series is over.
Putting up a fight tonight. But
what's the score now? I haven't checked.
Down by 8.
Okay. But, like, I mean, that's not a series without Embiid, is it? Like,
no,
that sucks. That sucks. He's going to miss at least 2 games, right?
They're cooked. Yeah, he's got the concussion. He's got the thumb.
Ugh. Yeah, it's brutal. Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah, the eye thing. Oh, my God. That didn't even look that crazy, but...
No.
Supposedly, it's like so painful, whatever he got, whatever it's called.
The orbital thing?
The orbital, yeah. I heard it's just, like, excruciating. So, not good.
Well, I just kept thinking about Embiid in this series with Kyle Lowry, Jimmy Butler, and, you know, PJ Tucker just hacking at that thumb.
Yeah, Adebayo. Yeah. It would have been a lot better series. I can't say I'm really intrigued by it now. That's a tough break for the Sixers. I think they had a lot of high hopes this season. And for it to just kind of, you know, and Embiid was pretty healthy this season, right? I mean,
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, MVP type year. It sucks. I mean, he's still young. He's got a lot of time, you know. But
need Harden to step up. He's only got 16 points so far.
Oh,
I'm not convinced he's even 100% healthy the way he moves.
Yeah, definitely not.
He's fat.
Yeah, definitely not. Something's up with him. Not the same player.
Maxey looks like a better player than Harden.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. I'll tell you what, I'd rather pay Kyrie than Harden.
Yeah. I'd say so. I think, you know, Zach LaVine to the Sixers, that's getting a lot of buzz. Like, they're going to get a player this offseason, I think. A Bradley Beal, maybe. You know, I could see one of those two players being on the Sixers next season. But we'll see. We'll see.
Where's Mitchell going?
Yeah. I don't know. So, today, what is it? Rudy Gobert came out and said, it's him or me? Or something like that? What was the headline?
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he made it like something like there needs to be a trade made like this week. Like he was like, this needs to happen like now. So are we going to see anything this week?
I don't know. I think they'll wait till the off season.
Right. Right. I thought that was a little
gut
hasty.
Tells me though, at least after the lottery.
Yeah. But they're blowing that up.
Just see where some of these picks shake out.
Yeah. I mean, Snyder's going to the Lakers probably. That is all the buzz in the world. I mean, the team sounds like it's going to get... I don't know. Will Mitchell, you know, or Gobert be there? I don't know. And, you know, Donovan Mitchell... I don't know. I feel like his value went down a little bit this series. No? First round?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't play well.
Yeah, he didn't play great.
Yeah. Jalen Brunson outplayed him. Jalen Brunson's value skyrocketed. So he's going to be pricey now.
I wonder how much of that is just Mitchell being out of there, though. Like, just checked out.
I know.
Yeah, I that could be it. Because he didn't look impressive at all. But I think he hates being there. But he had to sign the deal if he wanted his money.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. And now there's all the rumors that, like, Dwayne Wade is trying to facilitate a trade to his beloved Heat. Like, why would he feel inclined to, like, help the Heat out? I know he, you know, he's a Heat for life, but, like, he's with the Jazz now. I don't know.
He's a part owner of the Jazz.
Yeah, like, so why would he be trying to help them out? Yeah, I don't get that.
Is that, Jeter trading Stanton to the Yankees kind of?
Yeah, like, I don't know what that's about. But, yeah, that's going to be intriguing. What else? That Warriors-Grizzlies game. Oh, my God. That was great. That's going to be a great series, I think. I think every game.
Do you guys think that Draymond should have got thrown out? Or
no.
Nah.
No. That was just...
Yeah, I don't think so either.
That's a case of he's Draymond Green, so let's throw him out.
Yeah, exactly.
He has a little reputation there.
I love how he doesn't talk to the media, and then he just, like, he goes home and does a podcast.
Yeah.
He's great. Yeah. Yeah, he's great. I've actually listened to the podcast a couple times.
I don't know how Memphis comes back from that.
I know. That was brutal. I mean, they were...
You know, you're at home, and they're you know, their best big man is out. Like, you kind of have to win that game, don't you?
Yeah, that was a brutal one. I mean, you know, Morant misses the layup to end the game. That was a great play, you know, a great execution. He missed the layup.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Morant's dad? I love his dad. He's great. I mean,
Usher,
yeah,
looks like Usher.
He does. The Grizzlies games are like, it's so Memphis, like it's so like 3-6 Mafia. Like, I don't know if you guys, like, you hear like they're only playing like Memphis rap music, and like it's so like whoop that trick, whoop that. It's like I love it. The atmosphere seems fun there.
When I saw Zach Randolph get out there, I was like, oh man, Memphis is gonna win by 20.
Yeah, yeah. Great.
How good is good Jordan Poole?
Oh, he's my awesome. God. I know. Fucking Warriors, man. They find another.
I didn't see it. Did Curry stay? Does he still come off the bench or like? What's
no,
he
he's
doing?
Starting now.
He's starting. Okay.
Yeah, he's starting now.
That was so bizarre to me, but it was like working for them. So
I don't know. No, he's back starting. He had a great great defensive play on Morant late in the game. You know, he didn't score a ton, but, you know, big contributor. Clay had a big three. Yeah, I think that's going to be a good series. I mean, I think the Warriors are going to win like six probably, but yeah, it's a fun series. Mavs Suns tonight. Is Booker back? He's not back, is he?
Yeah, he's back.
Oh, he is back. Okay. Yeah, I'd say Suns.
He looked great too.
I say Suns in six, something like that. I think we're going to see Suns Warriors. That's going to be a great series.
Awesome.
Yeah, I can't. If it happens, obviously, I think it will. Pump for that.
And wait a minute, Tone. You picked the Warriors, but who was coming from the East?
The Buckies.
Oh man, you might nail it.
Oh, it's lining up.
It's lining up very nicely, very nicely.
Picked the Lakers and the Nets.
And
yeah, so did I.
I think you all three use. Pick that.
None of us want a playoff game.
Didn't really work out well. Bucks Celtics. I don't know. I got the vibe that, like, I know it's only one game, but Bucks kind of, like, once they took the lead, like, late in the first quarter there, they never looked back. And that was in Boston.
I was shocked.
You know, Milwaukee figured something out that the Nets couldn't, right? Like, the Celtics don't have a point guard.
They don't.
They have Marcus Smart taking turns bringing up the floor with Jaylen Brown. And so they just picked him up, you know, full court. And I think they kind of wore him out a little bit.
Yeah. They're just like,
good point.
They're just a smart, like the way the Bucks play, they play very composed, like smart basketball. Grayson Allen's actually like a pretty good player. I hate to say it. Connington's
good.
Yeah, yeah, like Drew Holiday, Giannis, obviously great, great players. They got Middleton out, but like I don't know, I feel like it doesn't even really matter.
They take away the paint too with Lopez and Giannis. Like you just can't score inside.
How pissed
like,
are you?
They give away the 3-point line, which is crazy. But Boston doesn't have that many shooters.
Right. Right. How pissed are you?
Lopez, the elite defender.
I know. I was about to say, Adam, how pissed are you that he decided to become elite defender?
Bro, he couldn't guard a traffic.
I know. He was horrible.
The Nets.
He was horrible.
He's the worst defensive player in the league.
It's wild.
Now he's the best rim protector in basketball.
I don't know. Something switched. I don't know. Maybe Giannis got his head. Who knows? But
yeah.
Bucks,
when does Middleton? Middleton come back, or he's out the series?
I don't know.
He's out the whole series.
Oh, wow.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I believe it's a serious injury, but they're just not announcing it yet.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it matters, though. I don't know. I just feel like they're going to... Celtics, I don't know what it is. I think they need a point guard. I think they're like a point guard away from being like a serious threat.
I think we were all a little too high in the Celtics because they beat a Nets team that was just so discombobulated and so small.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then they ran into, I think people underrated like the champs.
Right. Right. Yeah.
And now I think Smart's questionable for game two. I think I saw that.
Oh, really? Okay. Jeez.
But I almost look at that team and I'm like, you know what? Maybe Pritchard's a better fit against the Bucks because at least he's going to be wide open shooting threes.
Yep.
You know, Smart couldn't throw it in. The ocean in that first game.
Yeah.
Marcus Smart.
Yeah, so, I don't know about this second round. It seems like, a bunch of these series aren't going to be really that close. I don't know. Maybe they will be. I could be wrong, but sounds like the Western and Eastern Conference Finals are looking pretty tasty if all shakes up. What else?
Will the Knicks ever play in a playoff game again? Or
one of these years. I don't know.
Have you guys given thoughts like the offseason there or no?
I mean, I know we've talked about it in this pod, but like, I don't know. I just didn't have it for this episode. Like, I don't know. It's. I'm not really thinking about it too much right now. Just I guess maybe because the NFL draft got me all excited.
Yeah.
It brought me back to the Jets. Well,
May 17th, I think, is the lottery.
That'll get me pumped. Next. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think we're gonna move much. I think we're gonna stay. I think right now we're at 11.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. And I think if they don't get in the top 10, I don't know. You think about packaging that pick, honestly. If you're really big game hunting, fuck it. Like, who are you gonna get? I mean, you could get someone good, but it's a crapshoot sometimes. So Yeah, I guess the lottery. Yeah, that's this month. That's in a couple weeks. Wow.
Yep.
It's actually really close. Yep. Big day big day in Knicks fan fandom. The lottery, right? I feel like it's every year it's always a big deal, unfortunately.
Last year was the reprieve.
Yeah, exactly. The reprieve. All right. Cool. Juice, what did you make for dinner? We're all waiting.
Hey, but tell what happened.
Whole wheat, British English muffin, a burger, you know, a little garlic, salt, pepper, cheese, arugula, Heinz ketchup, gotta be Heinz, and that crispy habanero.
Oh,
oh,
my, God.
Oh my God. I was waiting for
yes,
the pepper.
I was waiting for it too.
What a meal.
Pretty good.
Adam, do you know about this? Pretty good. Yeah,
Adam, I think Adam, you like, you definitely like spicy food, right?
Yeah, you know, I have a medium tolerance, I'd say.
Okay. Yeah, this one is hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, shouts to Trader Joe's. Habanero. What are they called exactly? What's the name, Paul? Or Juice, one of you? Do you have it in front of you?
It's hot crispy habanero peppers.
Okay.
Banging. They're so good. Yeah, I put them on everything.
But like you open up it comes in a jar, you open them up and they're crunchy.
They're like little flakes.
Yeah, they're like flake. Yeah, they're flaky. Yeah. You got to be careful because they are really.
Yeah,
okay.
They pack a punch. Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of fucked up the first time. Like, obviously, you guys warned me, but I took a spoon and I just, like, put a bunch on a sandwich. And yeah, I was sweating a lot.
Yeah.
Sweating.
Yeah, I think I made that mistake at first, too. I've definitely learned to deal with it. But it's great value. Like, I feel like I've used it a ton. There's still like, you know, 98% of the jar full. It's a lot. And it's a small jar, too, because there's just these little flakes. So, but that sounds like a mighty good burger.
I got to pick some up.
Yeah. Yeah. What else, guys? Anything else?
Winning time.
Yeah. Juice. So you watched the last two episodes, but you haven't. Are you going to go back and watch, or are you just like, eh?
Yeah, I don't know. It's okay. Like, I have it on in the background, and it's like kind of ridiculous looking to me, to be honest.
But isn't it, I feel like people are saying that, but it's supposed to be kind of a comedy. I mean, even going into it, I knew Adam McKay was behind it, and I was like, oh, this is going to be kind of like comedic.
Yeah, nope. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
I think it's fun.
I just think it's like, yeah, it's kind of, I mean, it gets serious at times, but I think it's just mostly comedic. And I guess next week's the finale, and I got to think they're going to do more seasons? I don't know, because they're only doing the 79-80
season. They could run through the whole 80s.
Yeah, I mean, they could do like, a ton of different seasons. They could do...
Yeah.
You think Jerry West is suing them, so, like, is that going to slow it down?
Yeah, that could.
Listen, sure. in 2035, maybe they'll have a Shaq season.
They could do so many NBA like, right? Like, you know, I think I said this already. You know, I read the Blood, you know, we read the Blood in the Garden book. And
oh, yeah, the Knicks stuff.
Yeah, they could do one on the Knicks. They could do one on the Bulls, the 90s Bulls. I mean, they could do so many. I heard there's going to be one on the Clippers with Sterling. There's going to be something. I heard Bill Simmons say.
I did hear that.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah? Yeah, I don't know what channel or what capacity, but... Larry Fishburne's gonna play Doc Rivers supposedly. It's amazing.
Wow. I like that.
I could see that.
Yeah. That'd be funny. Who's gonna play Blake?
We need more Larry Bird in Winning Time.
Yes, Larry Bird in Winning Time.
Larry
is great.
Bird's awesome. He's really funny.
I love at the end of the last episode, he like looks at the. He's
camera,
like, he's like on the TV and like he looks up at Magic, who's watching the TV, and he's like. See you next year, asshole, or something. Like that.
Yeah.
Supposedly, Bird talked more shit than like any other player ever.
Yeah, I kind of believe it.
I can see it, definitely.
Yeah, it's just so funny. Like this white dude from French Lick, Indiana,
French Lick.
Just talking shit to all these like inner city black guys. You know, like it's what takes balls. But yeah, he backed it up.
Philly's getting rolled right now.
Yeah, it's over. It's over for the Sixers.
You need to stay up or watch the second game or what?
Uh, if it was a game six, games, it's tough to stay up for these games. You know, I try, but I'm usually out by the half by halftime. 10 o'clock is too much. It's tough. Juice, I know you stay up sometimes for these.
Sometimes I do, but not tonight. I got a 8 a.m. meeting tomorrow, so I'll wake up early.
What about you, Adam? You stay up for it?
You know, it depends on how the flow's going.
Right.
If I'm into it, I'll probably stay up. If not, I'll just be like, fuck this.
Yeah. I mean, both teams are at full strength, right? I mean.
Yeah, it should be pretty fun, honestly.
Yeah. Luka, Chris Paul, Booker, Ayton, Brunson. I mean, you got some star power going on there.
Would you pay Brunson? And how much?
How much are you talking here?
Good question. Would you pay him like Fred Van Vliet money?
I was just about to say, if you guys say $100 million, I'm gonna be pissed because
I think I think that might be the neighborhood for him right now.
You talking about like 5 years, $100 million?
Yeah, like four.
I wanted to pay Fred Van Vliet, and none of these guys wanted to do it. Like meaning the Knicks, I don't know, they didn't want to come up and give him that money, but I'm like, why not?
Well, I think Brunson might be better than him, to be honest with you.
He's definitely better offensively.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's a gamer, really? Man.
He's better than Fred Van Vliet. Fred Van Vliet's good.
I think offensively he is.
Yeah.
I don't know about defensively.
It's tough to say. They're very similar. Obviously, one's lefty, one's righty. I think that's the, you know, aren't they like about the same height? They're both light-skinned. I don't know.
Yeah, the lefty thing was the decider for me.
Yeah, yeah. No, of course. No, but he's been like their second best player. Like, I don't know. He who knows? Maybe they try and re-sign him. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there.
$100 million is a lot for Brunson.
I know, but that's he's going to get that now. You know, someone's going to pay him that. Might be the Mavs. Who knows?
Would you rather have Brunson or Fox?
See, Fox, I don't know, because we haven't seen him in these, like, type of games, right? Like, Brunson's been, like, better in a playoff atmosphere.
Like, you've seen Brunson recently score 40-something points.
Right.
Fox can't score. He can't shoot.
Yeah, Fox can't shoot. I mean, he averaged 25 a game one season, so we know he could sort of score, but he can't really shoot. And that's in, like, meaningless games. You know, Kings, they haven't had a meaningful game in... Yeah. I don't know. Mike Bibby days? Like, when's the last time they were in the playoffs? It's crazy.
Yeah, their owner is the worst in sports.
I mean, they're... Oh, God. If they were in such a small market, you know? Like, it's just... It's so bad. They need to just move to Vegas or Seattle or something.
I heard they're going to hire Mark Jackson.
Which is bizarre, right? Isn't that weird?
Yeah, very.
Wouldn't he want the Nets job? He's a Brooklyn kid. Like, wouldn't he want the Nets job or... Well, if it's available. Or the Lakers job.
He'll take any job he can get. I don't think he's really, like... popular amongst the circles in NBA, in the NBA.
What the hell did he Jordan, do yeah. in Golden State that was so bad?
He did a lot of stuff.
Jesus.
I heard there was some religious stuff going on.
Yeah, that was
frowned upon.
Yeah, there was religious stuff. There was anti-gay stuff. There was then the whole thing where like he was cheating on his wife with a prostitute and that thing.
Yeah, then like I heard he was like undermining the GM, like trying to get that job. I don't know. It was a lot of stuff.
Yeah, there was a lot of shady business, which that's the reason he hasn't had a job in several years.
But it's crazy how he's on that telecast. Him, Breen, Van Gundy. Like, he's on the main, you know what I mean? Like, he's part of, like, the main team. So
that's, like, that's NBA media. But what we're talking about is this is, like, in the actual organization. Like, I think he had a falling out with the owner. Well, at Golden State, like, there was a lot of... It was, like, really messy. You could read about it. It's, like, it's pretty crazy.
Okay.
Hand down, man down, you know?
There goes that man. Sacramento, that would be interesting. But maybe he knows, like, if he wants to ever coach again, like, he has to take a shit job like that, you know?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So, we'll see. But
if it's just coaching... He's pretty good. I know, like, Steph Curry was very upset when he was let go.
Yeah, he loved him.
It's all the other nonsense. But
yeah, he was kind of the foundation for that team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he started that whole thing. Crazy to think about. He was kind of the Jack McKinney, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Poor Jack McKinney. My God. Anyway. Anything else, guys?
That's all. I think what I'm going to do is I'm looking good. And the Mets.
Oh, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up. I meant to mention that, like, the Yankees and Mets are, like, the two best teams in baseball right now, and I don't even care.
It's all because
Josh... So my series, maybe?
Yes, Tone but doesn't care. I just don't care about baseball anymore. It's crazy. Paul, you went to a game. I mean, you're kind of into it, right?
I went to one. So did Josh. He had a party.
Oh, yeah. Juice went, too. That's
right. I didn't watch a second of that game. As soon as I went to the stadium, I got right on that LaBelle steak line. I wanted a steak sandwich.
Yeah, it's just tough for me to get into it. I don't know.
It's May 2nd. These games are a long way to go.
That's true, but like I don't know. Like it's just, you know, NBA, NFL, I'm watching from the get. Baseball, it's just I can't get into. I mean, yeah, you're right. Probably, you know, come playoff time or closer, I'll get into it, but it's just year by year I just get more less and less interested in baseball. I don't know. That's just me.
Mid-September, I'm going to come out of the woodworks. The leaves are going to be changing colors. I'm going to put my Yankee hat on. Put my Yankee shirt on.
My Yankee windbreaker.
27 to every Mets fan within the vicinity, even though I can't name five players on the team.
27, baby.
Yeah. No, I'd like to go to, like, a game. It's been a few years since I've been to a game. That's always fun. You know, Paul, you had a party. You had a party, right?
A party. Yeah.
But, it's tough for me to get into. I mean, Mets fans I know are, like, really ecstatic right now. And they should be. They have a good team. So, but, again, it's May 2nd. So,
Billy's the worst bar in America?
I don't even know if you call it a bar. I don't know what that place is.
Last time I was there, it was, like, $27 Cuervo night.
Oh, my God. The amount of money that they get away with charging is criminal. Insane.
Wait, really? Like, why?
I feel like no matter what I do, no matter what I get, whether it's five beers or five beers and 10 shots and other stuff, no matter what I order, my bill's $200.
Yeah, every time.
I guess it's been a few years for me. I thought like beers were at least reasonable there. No? No, definitely not.
Okay. I think it's more expensive at Billy's than at Yankee Stadium.
God. Yeah. Wow. Yikes.
Oh my God. And they give you in the mixed drinks, they give you like those little like plastic things that like pretty much, I think they give them to you so they know you're gonna break them or drop them and you have to get another one.
Oh jeez.
Oh my God, it's crazy.
Well, they're probably making up.
I said if I die right and there's a hell is just waiting on the line to go to the bathroom at Billy's.
At Billy's, yeah.
That music on, the line is like never ending, and like my head is just beating from the bass in that place.
Oh yeah, yeah. The system's insane. Yeah, I mean, you gotta think those bars only thrive off like the baseball season, so they're because of COVID, they probably took a beating, and now they're back, and yep, inflation. I don't know. So
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, supply chain.
Supply chain.
Is that different than blockchain? I always get them confused. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. How's the crypto doing, Pancakes?
Yeah, it's chilling.
It's chilling. Chain. Yeah.
It's doing better than the stock market.
Yeah.
Maybe Elon Musk will buy the Knicks.
Oh my
God. Wow, imagine.
Is that his next venture, you think? Sports? He hasn't seemed like a sports guy, but
I think he would just do it for the cachet of it. But yeah, he doesn't seem like a sports guy.
Yeah.
Buy the fucking Knicks and send them to fucking Mars. I'm done.
I could see him buying like a soccer team or something. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Where's Dolan?
Yeah, he's real low key.
He's completely vanished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Good. Or scary, I don't know. He might emerge. I don't know. We'll see.
Who's going to represent the Knicks at the lottery?
Let's go with...
Imagine it's Wes. Imagine it's Worldwide Wes. That'd be fun.
Who brings the luck for the Knicks? I'm trying to think. I mean, Knicks don't have much good luck.
Maybe Barrett?
RJ?
It'll probably be Allen Houston or some bullshit.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, I can see Houston.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have Clyde. Where Clyde? Put Clyde up there.
Yeah, Clyde would be cool.
Won a championship.
I think when the season's over, Clyde goes down to like St. Croix.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's smart. He just
Yeah, he gets the fuck out.
How about Latrell Sprewell?
I could see that. He's tight with, like, you know, once a Nick, always a Nick. He's big on that. He's always sitting courtside.
LJ.
Yeah.
LJ.
Cool. Yeah, he's big on that too. Starks.
Listen, all I'm gonna do for the next few days, I'm just gonna go on YouTube and watch Evan Neal stonewalling edge rushers all day. And then I'm gonna have a new tab, open up a new tab, and then put on Kayvon Thibodeau just crushing quarterbacks. And then I'm going to go open up another tab, and I'm going to have Tom just yelling ice.
Yeah, don't tell people about your other tabs, Harry, okay?
Oh, hey, no. Yeah. So, anything else, guys?
Is that a wrap? Is that a wrap?
I think that's a take care, comb your hair. What do you think?
Peace. You're so full, you can have ice cream and cocksucker.
I'm out of ice cream, but take care, comb your hair. Peace.
Yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome.